Tom. What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you want to get a hold of us online, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, that will get you into a lot of things. You can find a little link to our Facebook, our Twitter, all kinds of good stuff at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, Bismarck 67 this hour, 58 in Williston, 63 in Dickinson, Minot 62 in Jamestown, 68, Devils Lake 69, 71 in Grand Forks, and in Fargo, Miles City, Montana 61, and in Mowbridge, they're at 71 this hour. Good morning, Scott. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Steve, and our apologies to listeners of 550 K-Fire yesterday. The miners said, well, what happened to those guys? Right in the middle of a conversation with some Bismarck school board members, there was a power outage when somebody hit a tree and knocked
somebody
the tree
dropped down. Somebody dropped a tree onto some power lines, big fireball, all kinds of good stuff. So we lost power for a little bit. But at least you know, you're able to listen from 7 to 9 at night on K-Fire 550. So hopefully
you get the repeat.
Pick up the program. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll get repeat. And if you missed out that discussion with Steve Marquardt, president of the Bismarck School District, the school board, and past president and current board member Lawrence King, you got to listen to that last night after 7 o'clock.
Exactly right. Of course, we podcast those as well. whatsonyourmindradio.com is the website. Anyway, Fridays are kind of fun. Why are Fridays so much fun? I think everybody has a little different attitude on Friday. They're just, you know, in a good mood. I don't know why, because you know, that's just a matter of attitude, right?
But if you're in the eastern part of the state, you head to the lake country. If you're out west, you head to the river or Sakakawea or Oahe. It's summer. and it's officially summer now, actually.
I was in Stanley, North Dakota yesterday at the new Hurricane Truck Wash, which is a technological marvel for, you know, the semi drivers out there. If you need a 12-minute hurricane truck wash, you don't want to check that out. They're going to be a sponsor of ours, and we're going to be broadcasting from their grand opening soon. But so I was up there yesterday. They're in Stanley, but they're on the new truck bypass that's being put in Stanley. It's not paved yet, but the bypasses are just south of the Stenix on Stanley off Highway 2. And if you stop in there, tell them we sent you, by the way. And I'm cruising.
Speaking of hurricanes, you were kind of driving in one yesterday.
I was. I mean, my gosh. Well, first of all, in the morning south of Minot, there was a doozy. And, you know, the wipers kind of can't keep up doozy. And then Jamestown, Valley City, at Fargo, 94. Unbelievable. There was huge parking lot sizes of cars that were pulled over in the middle of that storm yesterday. Closed I-94 for a time at Castleton because the road was flooded both ways. Here's my first normal or nuts question of the day for you, Steve, that I need some help from the audience on. When there's a thunderstorm like that and I'm driving, as long as I can see, as long as it's not like a sheet of rain where you can't even see, I keep going because thunderstorms generally move a lot slower than you do on the interstate. But there was tons of people pulled off on exits, you know, crammed underneath bridge decks. It was amazing. I'm thinking, am I nuts here? I mean, I was one of a handful that just... I'm going to keep going. And then when I later heard the interstate was closed, I thought, well, I'm glad I kept going. But what do? You keep going?
As long as the wipers can keep up and I got good tires so I don't hydroplane, I'm good to go.
So are we normal?
Watch out for those puddling.
All those other folks that were on the sidelines are nuts or what?
I kind of equate it to a snowstorm, though. If your wipers can't keep up and you can't see, you pull over. It's like driving in a whiteout if you can't see the road. And usually in thunderstorms, you can't stick your head out the window because you get wet, so which I have been known to do in snowstorms.
And there was some hail, but the majority of folks that were pulled over in the hail were up on you know, the on-ramp or the off-ramp, and not going to do you much good there. Obviously, there's not enough room for many people on the bridge decks to avoid underneath the bridge decks to avoid the hail. So I don't know. I was a little surprised and just wondered why so many people pull over. Because to me, that's sitting still in a storm, you know, then you're a sitting duck, aren't you? I mean, just keep moving.
I had this happen to me 2 years ago. I was driving down to Minneapolis area for a dog show, and I had some people that I show dogs with from Washington State, and they wanted to pull over. And we're south of Alexandria. They pulled into one of the rest areas. Like, well, let's just wait until the storm's not going to blow over. And then I'm watching the radar, and it's like, yeah, there's hail coming. I'm not staying here. About 3 miles down the road, we drove out of the storm. It was great after that. But
it happens.
We would have stayed there. We would have got hail, and there were tornado warnings. And I wasn't going to stay in that.
Exactly right. 800-228-0550, by the way, is our telephone number. We have a full hour of open phone time for you to let us know whether we're normal or not, so sound off on any topic today. 701-258-0550. And Ed Schaefer will join us the next hour, the former Ag Secretary for George W. Bush, the former governor of the great state of North Dakota, and all-around good guy. We'll talk with Ed, obviously, about the Farm Bill yesterday. The big news, the Farm Bill goes down, and the blame game has started. That's the usual deal for Washington. We'll get to the bottom of that coming up in our next hour, and welcome your calls, questions, or comments to ask Ed anything that you'd like to Farm Bill or anything. Let me test whether you're normal or nuts today, Steve.
Well, I'm going to go back to something I've been harping on for a while, and I want to ask the listeners, because I get into this discussion with politicians all the time on whether or not the nutrition programs should be separated from the Farm Bill. These are mandated, funded programs. They're going to be funded anyway, but they're tied in with the Farm Bill. Why? Now, the argument always is, well, we tie it into the Farm Bill and so it can pass. No. Just take care of the farmer. You don't see other bills tied in with other bills all the time of this magnitude. Food security is important in this country. I think if they don't realize, whichever side you're on, that, and this is coming from the House because it's always explained, well, all senators have agriculture in their state, but not all congressmen have agriculture in their district. Fine, I understand that. But if you're not bright enough to understand how important food is, how important it is to protect that way of life from agriculture and the family farmer and that valuable commodity that we have in this country. We feed the world. If you don't realize how important it is to protect that, why are you holding a public office? That should pass on its own merit and not be tied with something that gets politicized.
Now, the answer to whether you're normal or nuts we'll leave to the listeners. You're obviously quite an advocate, because I think every time we've talked about the Farm Bill, you've made that point. And every time you ask one of the elected leaders, they go, Steve, no chance it passes doing it your way. That's what they say every single time, over and over again. Republicans, Democrats alike have...
I think it's common sense.
I think it's common sense if the vote was anywhere but Washington, D.C. I'd say, hey, if you weren't talking about Congress, you're normal. But in the case of this Congress and that place surrounded by reality known as Washington, D.C., you're nuts, because it wouldn't happen. There would be no Farm Bill. And not just farmers, but every corner of this country need right now more than anything. Look what's happening in the stock market right now. Two words from the Federal Reserve chair has sent the stock market reeling, because people are so jittery right now. We need certainty. We need the roadmap. Show us, give us a little bit of runway to know what the rules are, and then just let us go to work. And there's none. Farm Bill, prime example. It expires in September, and what's it going to be? I don't know. And now they play the blame game. We could use some help from the listeners on this, too. Whose fault is it? If we want to engage in this blame game, who do you blame that the Farm Bill went down yesterday in the House? Now, Democrats say, well, it's all the Republicans' fault, because those crazy wackos, they wanted to starve people. How are they starving people? By a 3% reduction in the food stamp program, allowing some reforms like, oh, let's not give food stamps to violent criminals. That's what they say caused. 24 Democrats voted for this. Now, Heidi Heitkamp is doing some forums, I understand, on the Farm Bill around the state this weekend. I'd love for one of our listeners to go and simply ask, is it too much of us to ask for you, when you go there as a Democrat, to try and get these people to work together, to not be able to get more than 24 Democrats to vote for this thing? That's the question I think should be asked. So if we're going to engage in the blame game, I say, look, when only 24 Democrats vote for a Farm Bill, then we have to blame the Democrats. The Republicans say, no, it's because of those crazy cuts, 3%. So who's right?
Well, it's the bureaucracy of politics in Washington once again. Yeah, Democrats pointing fingers at Republicans pointing fingers at Democrats.
You know what?
Forget your politics. What's good for the country? What's good for the producers?
I bet they know in Dodge, North Dakota, who's right. Richard from Dodge wants to weigh in on this question. Who's normal? Who's nuts here, Richard?
Everybody's got to eat, you know, so I think that everybody should be more concerned about taking care of the farmers and ranchers to make sure we got enough food supply for everybody.
I couldn't agree with you more, Richard. That's the thing I don't think they understand. Yeah, they talk about the urban side. Oh, we'll never get a farm bill passed because of the urban delegations. Don't they understand where food comes from? No, they don't understand where food comes from. It's amazing when you see some of these surveys and polls of high school kids or young adults. Where does food come from? The grocery store? Is that the answer? No, they don't know.
And that's real nutrition. By the way, this bill also... cutting direct cash payments across the board, put limits on federal payments, put some reforms in place. It trimmed the total cash cost to taxpayers. What's not to like? A lot, according to some. Let us know what you think. More after this.
What's on your mind? With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesbitt of Nesbitt Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesbitt Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well-site geology and mudlogging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mudlogging, a well-site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesbitt Consulting Service at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In the middle of one of those Northern Plains thunderstorms, do you keep driving or do you hunker down? I just plow right along. Am I normal or am I nuts? The blame game is on for the farm bill. Who's to blame? Who should get out a mirror and look in the mirror? Tell us at 800-228-0550. Tell us anything because it's a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind and we want to know. 701-258-0550 studio. At whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I want to know if people think it's time to separate the farm bill from the nutrition programs. That's my question.
In other words, be without a farm bill forever.
No.
Given the current makeup of... Until you do this, Steve, until you get a phone book out and replace all 535 members of Congress just by randomly flipping through the phone book. And let's start with California and New York, right? And then kind of move out
from
there. Do
they like to eat? Enough said. Question, do they like to eat? Because we can keep all the food right here in North Dakota.
Karen, North Fargo, with a question or comment. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Karen.
Yes, I have a question to ask ahead for Ed Schaefer, but first I want to say I think your partner's name is Steve Bakken is nuts. We can't even get a farm bill through the way we're doing it. Now, Ed Schaefer, I would like him to compare Medora in the 1990s to Medora today.
Why the 90s? Why do you want that comparison?
Well, I would imagine that they've made quite a number of comparisons since then. Advancements, so that it's even better now.
He's going to be here in the next hour, so we'll ask him that question for you, okay, Karen?
Okay, you want to record me as saying your partner's nuts?
I got you down. I've written it down. And he's got his shackles up there. Thanks for the call, Karen. We're going to go to Bill and Hazen, so we'll keep rolling here. we'll let the callers in, right, Steve? They're waiting.
Let me defend myself. I see how you are.
Let the callers pile on, and then you can defend yourself. Hazen, North Dakota, for some good old-fashioned farm and ranch common sense today on the program. Bill, have at it.
Yes, just calling on a comment on farm bill and the process that we go through here. Several years ago, we were in Switzerland, and their farmers are subsidized quite heavily over there. And we visited with a lot of city folks while we were there and asked them about that subsidy. And they recall in World War II when they were trying to remain neutral, they depended a lot on imported foods prior to that and found themselves without food during the war. The parks and the cities were being torn up and turned into gardens and everything else because they didn't have food. And I think it's just a lesson that we can learn from here in the United States, too, that not realizing where our food comes from sometimes gets us into a lot of trouble. That's all I have.
That's a good point, Bill. And I think if it might take what you described to get Steve's point across. I'm just saying you're nuts because of the current environment of how they work in Washington, where it is flat-out nuts. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the biggest thing is they want all these nutrition programs. Well, they're already mandated to be funded, but at what point do they become unaffordable if you don't pass a farm bill? If you start having the free market and then not supporting the family farmer on a down year when we have a spring like this that a lot of farmers couldn't get into the fields. Well, what's that going to do? Commodity prices next year. Now go ahead and fund your nutrition program off of those prices. And that's where I think the big disconnect, and maybe we need that. Rick in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, you asked, you guys are questioning who's to blame for this farm bill. Well, Republicans could have passed it all on their own. They didn't need a Democratic vote, but yet they couldn't do it. So these groups need to work together, and it's just frustrating. Congress is not going nowhere this year. If I had my way, I'd fire every one of them and start all over again.
I hear you.
The Republicans have all the votes in that House to pass it themselves. They didn't need a Democratic vote. So I'm blaming the Republicans.
And Rick's right by pure numbers. There's obviously a majority of Republicans. So he's right in theory. I'm just saying, here's the numbers, Rick. The yes votes, 171 Republicans said I'm for the farm bill. Only 24 Democrats said yes. On the noes, 172 Democrats said no. 62 Republicans said no. Now, Colin Peterson, who's the ranking member on the House Ag Committee, represents the western edge of Minnesota, said, hey, I'll bring you guys 40 votes from the Democratic side. He apologized after the vote and said, well, because of the food stamp thing, they went away. Because of a less than 3% reduction in a food stamp program rife with waste and abuse, all of a sudden, 20 Democrats peel off or whatever it was, just shy of. He didn't deliver his 40 or there would have been a farm bill passed. When we're broke and we can't trim this 3% and say, violent criminals, sorry, you don't get the food stamps, and no, we're not automatically going to give them to everybody on. I think that's nuts. I think that's absolutely nuts.
But I agree with you on that. I really do. But there are people out there, they say since Obama took office, that the food program has went up double. Well, you got to realize, what did he get himself into when he came in there? I mean, the economy was really, really bad. And fortunately, you're going to have more food stamps because there's more people not working. So Congress just needs to get together and be not the no Congress. I mean, they need to work together. And seems like the Senate worked together on the Farm Bill, and they really worked together on this immigration bill, which that's going to be worse than this Farm Bill. A disaster for the Republicans if they don't get it together.
Rick says, anyway, Rick, thanks for the call. And Rick says the Republicans are to blame. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Bob in Watford City. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, say related to the Farm Bill, I guess I don't agree that, you know, I necessarily have to blame anybody in specifics. There's plenty of blame to go around, obviously. However, I do believe that tying the Farm Bill to SNAP program is, at this time, was a mistake. The coalitions that used to be necessary to pass a Farm Bill no longer work. You know, things are so divisive that you almost have to consider this each bill on its own merits.
So, Bob, you think it's time for them to separate it and the Farm Bill can stand on its own merit?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously what they're trying to do isn't working. You know, we don't get urban votes. The urban votes are so all they care about, basically, is their constituents. You know, I suppose it rightly so, but the Farm Bill really doesn't, the ag side of it really doesn't matter to them. So when they cut out, when the Republicans started lowering SNAP payments, you were doomed right there. This wasn't going to pass.
Here's my thought, though, Bob. I'm just saying what you proposed and what Steve proposed makes sense if the vote was happening anywhere else than this current Congress. So, in other words, if you do what you're suggesting, saying, hey, all right, vote on SNAP up or down and vote on farm programs up or down, farm programs don't happen. And there is not a there's not a farm program. You don't have the reductions and you don't have the reform and you don't have any of that. It doesn't happen in today's environment with this makeup. That's why I think it's nuts. It makes sense. I'm not saying it's crazy that they're together, but they're there together because of politics, because of the coalitions.
Bob, you think it's a bigger problem when you go to an urban city and go, hey, where does food come from? And they go, a grocery store? Is that a bigger problem?
I think that's a problem, but it's not the major part of the problem.
Ignorance. Hey, thanks, Bob. More calls coming up. What's on your mind? Let us know. We'll Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hamm.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, we've got Bismarck Mandan at 68 degrees under overcast sky, Williston at 59, Dickinson 61, Minot 63, in Jamestown 68, Devil's Lake 69, and Grand Forks and Fargo 71 this hour. Miles City 61, and Mobridge coming in at 73. Also, quite a few flood warnings, flood watches, severe thunderstorm watches in effect. Going to be hit and miss severe thunderstorms pretty much throughout the day. Most of them are going to be pretty fast-moving storms, but we'll keep you up to date with all the latest weather information right here.
Still want to know if I'm nuts by just plowing along in a thunderstorm. I think I have, the basic math figured out here, and I generally on the interstate go faster than any storm and, in a different direction. But I keep going in a storm. Vast majority of folks on 94 last night with those thunder showers that were whacking a good chunk of eastern North Dakota, folks were pulled over. They were hunkering down. They were turtling. I was not turtling. I didn't do the turtle thing. I kept going. But I was a lone wolf. Am I nuts? You tell me at 800-228-0550.
And am I nuts? It's time to separate the food nutrition programs from the farm bill.
I have another.
Get rid of it. Let it stand on its own merit.
I have another idea that I want to throw out there. And I'm guessing you and I would probably both be in the. In the category of nuts, if we were in Minnesota, but normal if we were in North Dakota. You might not have heard about this, but a group of Minnesota gun owners had seen a plan for a bunch of neighborhood family events as a perfect opportunity to sort of normalize gun ownership. You know, I mean, if you own a gun, if you exercise your Second Amendment rights, there's a lot of people that want to demonize you and make you out to be some kind of a whack job. And so these gun owners said, you know what, there's all these neighborhood events planned. Why don't we just go there and have conversations while, we openly carry our guns because we're legally able to do so. People freaked out. They went crazy. One woman said, I'm shocked. I'm saddened. It seems like guns isn't the right kind of activity for this event. We're not even allowing alcohol.
Well, that's a good thing, right? You know what? You shouldn't mix guns and alcohol.
So these groups basically went out there and they said, "Hey, here's the deal. We just want, this is a positive thing. We want to just simply have a conversation. I think it's a good idea." Anyway, they wimped out. There was such a hue and cry that they called off the event, citing intimidating reaction from opponents. And so these meetup events aren't going to happen anymore. They're not going to do it. And I'm thinking this might be an idea we want to take on in North Dakota. I don't know.
Nah, if you're hijacking somebody else's event for the sake of making a political statement, I got a problem with that.
No,
that's not right. Now, if you're planning on going to the event anyway and you want to bring your sidearm, feel free. It's your right. Go ahead.
Now, my understanding,
but just showing up for the sake of doing it.
My understanding, the events were about just being neighborly, right? They're just neighborhood events where you go meet one neighbor, I go meet a neighbor, and we talk. So to me, I think that's the kind of thing that needs to be done to be proactive, to reduce the stigma, to say, look, this is a good thing that I have this here because I'm a law-abiding citizen exercising my Second Amendment right. There's no reason to be afraid that I have a gun here, that I, you know, I mean, I'm a good guy. I don't know. I think it'd go a long ways, and as usual, Minnesota wimped out, especially down there in the Twin Cities. So I think North Dakota could show them a lesson. This could be done. Jim in Bismarck wants to talk about driving down the interstate. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Jim? We lost Jim. He must be driving on the interstate.
Let's go to Roy in Bismarck. Roy, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just going to tell you, but I've drove over the road for years. It's a North Dakota thing for us to drive through snowstorms and rainstorms. It's, I don't know, maybe we're bred into it or something. We just keep trucking along.
It was not
a lot of other states where they stop on the road, pull over,
some states,
slow down to 10 miles an hour.
That's why
some states people lose their mind.
North Dakota lost its mind last night, Steve, because, again, I would say 8% of folks were pulled over in the middle of this way.
You see a lot in other states, some guys doing it too. We've got a lot more out-of-staters influx for the oil boom, too, I see. I'm thinking it's probably a lot of out-of-staters that do it because you see it a lot down south, especially.
Maybe Scott, did you look at license plates, Scott, when you were passing those people?
Just going to say, maybe I should have done a better job of keeping tabs on those license plates that were over. But I could see in front of me, but I couldn't see as far as that. But literally, the on-ramps, the off-ramps were loaded with people. In fact, I think it's actually more dangerous. A lot of times in bridge decks, there were people stopped in the passing lane, and then, you know, a couple, three wide. So in other words, there was only one lane going through where you already got a tough situation weather-wise. I thought it was more dangerous to do it the way they did it, but I was amazed. So glad I'm not nuts, Roy. Thank you for that. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the farm bill not passing and stuff. I think isn't most of our country saying that we need to cut spending? So the Republicans are just trying to do what we're asking them to do, and the Democrats are shooting them down. So to me, I would say it was the Democrats not doing their job.
All right, we're 1-1 on that debate. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Mike in Aberdeen. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I tend to agree they should be separated, and both sides need to come together on this, and they both make sense, but there needs to be some reasonable cuts. I wanted to throw into the mix a little bit of conversation about the farm bill itself, the way that it's been structured over the last many years. It promotes and provides a reasonable safeguard for people that are in production agriculture, doing crops and so forth. But it's encouraged an awful lot of breaking of ground that's been rangeland for cattle in the past, and that's changed the dynamics an awful lot, too. And I wanted your take on that because it's put a lot of stress on people to take production out of range ground for cattle and put it into crop ground, and that just continues to push farther north and farther west, and that's changed things as well.
It's a better question for our next guest, Ed Schaefer, the expert. I'm not qualified to answer that question, Steve. I don't know about you.
The ancillary question on that is, you bring up a great point on the changing dynamics of the land, but how much of that is also due to the fact corn prices, and we're planting corn where there was never corn planted before, and with water issues around Aberdeen, they're a big issue. In the central part of the state, in North Dakota, it's a big issue. The water's changing. What was a slew bottom one year may not be a slew bottom the next year, and that does change. There's no latitude for that change within a lot of those farm programs.
Right. That's the whole dynamic of this. I mean, we've had water, same as you guys farther north of us have had, and I've had conversations with guys that are in their 80s that have lived here all their lives, and when the water's been up, when it's done this in the last 10 years on occasion, it's interesting to hear them say, you know, I've been here all my life and the water's never been this high, but it's obvious it has been in the past, just not in my lifetime.
Absolutely. Mike, thanks for the phone call. That's definitely a question we'll ask for Ed Schaefer when he comes up. Don in North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Go ahead, Don.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I drive trucks. I've been driving for almost 30 years, and I see it all over the place. I'm localized now, but when I was over the road, you see it all over the place where they park under the overpasses. The rule of thumb is, now you should get a highway patrolman or somebody out here to clarify, but by the law, you park on the shoulder of the road and you're not broke down or, you know, it's not like a tornado going through or something, you're illegally parked. So if you get hit by a vehicle under that overpass, it's the people that are parked that are going to be paying for the damages.
And, you know, again, there were three and four. There were one lane in a number of bridge decks that was all that was available. Otherwise, people three to the four each side. So even not only on the shoulder, I'm talking about in the passing lane stop.
Yes, they do that. And you know what? In my philosophy, my saying is, if your dang car or truck or pickup or semi truck is so precious to you, or you got to park under an overpass, maybe you need to park it in your garage and just not drive. Okay. So I'm sorry. I've learned over the years. I got to have a bad attitude towards that kind of crap. Cause I've seen a couple of accidents where nobody got hurt, but people's cars got tagged by a big truck, and it was two oversized loads, and they went right down the side. One guy went down the side of four cars. And when the cops got there, they basically told the people in the car, you're illegally parked, so you guys have to come up with the money.
What's your rule of thumb? Well, I agree with you, by the way. I just saw it as a very dangerous situation, in addition to the fact that I just simple math to me says, you keep going in the storm, you're a lot better off than sitting as a sitting duck. But what is your rule of thumb as far as when you decide whether to pull over or to keep going in a storm?
Well, if it's so bad that I can't see or whatever, like wintertime, I'll find a place to park. And I mean, off the interstate. I don't even get on the interstate. I mean, I'm running. My loads are heavy enough to where I can't run the interstate, so I have to stay on the two-lane roads. And if I find out there's a storm coming and so on, I'm backing down the hatches at a truck stop or one of the farmers. Like, you know, I've got a number of farmers to deliver to. They say that if I have a problem with the weather, so I can by all means park in their yard. So I'll find a place to park. I'll just wait until the storm's gone.
Well, in a lot of cases, too, people don't realize that truck drivers have a much better line of sight and a better view during a storm, whether it's a snowstorm or whether it's a rainstorm, because you're up off of that haze that you get down in the ground that a lot of people driving regular cars and trucks don't see. They don't have that visibility, but trucks do.
Yes, but, you know, a lot of us with the trucks, we got to understand, I do it all the time. If I'm in heavy rain and I'm blowing water everywhere, I mean, it's terrible with a truck. When you're passing a car and it's already tough for the car to see, it's going to make it 10 times worse. So I'll just stay in behind the cars and just, you know, if you want to pass me with your car and the water's flying, go right ahead. Just be careful. But I try to keep it, the flow of traffic. If they're all slowed down, I'm slowing down too.
See, with a snowstorm or a rainstorm, I usually stay in behind the truck. You can see if there's going to be danger. I'm watching your brake lights.
Well, say about 20 years ago, I had a situation where I was on an icy road, and I was loaded, and a couple of cars lost control, and they spun out the middle of the road, and I slowed up and stuff, and I was able to stop, and there's a car behind me, you know, a couple cars, actually. And I said, boys, you guys are way too close to me, you know. And one guy says, well, if you go in a ditch, I'm just going to follow you in, because whatever's in front of you is going to get mowed down, and I'll be all clear. So I said, okay, whatever you want to do.
So, appreciate the call, Don. Thanks a bunch. Drive safely. Glad you're out there.
Don't tailgate the truck. You can follow a truck, but don't tailgate the truck.
A lot of good common sense from Don there. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. From wherever you're listening, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And when we come back, we'll share some answers to the question we're asking about a border security amendment that Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota is putting forward in an effort to get an immigration reform deal done that would double the number of Border Patrol agents. What do you think of that? Is that enough to say this is an okay plan? Or lipstick on a pig? You tell us when we come back and what's on your mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What's on your mind with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. Our toll-free telephone number for you to let us know what's on your mind on a Friday edition of the program. Let Steve and I know whether we're normal or nuts on any of these topics. 800-228-0550. Facebook question we have up today. Senator John Hoeven, co-author of a border security amendment that is at the center of an effort to get an immigration reform deal done. It would double the number of Border Patrol agents. Now, critics say the bill should put the border security measures in place before any kind of legislation dealing with the illegal immigrants that are here is put forward. Who's right? Is it time to get something done, or are you concerned these bills don't go far enough on border security measures? One thing I'll say is that John Hoeven just meticulously always has a way of saying, all right, here's the landscape as it exists. If this is going to happen, let's at least get this in here. And in the case of doubling the number of Border Patrol agents, I think that's a good idea because we want enforcing the border. On the other hand, we may say the overall deal would just soon and not pass, but if it does pass, we'd want double the border security agents in it, wouldn't we? So I think that's the issue that you sort of wrestle with to say, but if it's going to pass, this is a good plan. But most folks say, stinks. Larry says none of the bills currently being discussed are hard enough, strict enough on closing the border down now and removing those that are here illegally. No other country in the world lets this crap go on like we do here. Joni says no, we need to look closer at the House bill. John says not far enough on securing the border. Mirna says we need to adopt Mexico's immigration laws. We're the wussies of the world and dumb enough to think these people are grateful. A few of the comments, there's others that are waiting to weigh in as well. Mike in Tioga, you're next with What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I want to comment on a couple of things that you're talking about. First off, on when the storm and people are pulling over the side of the road, I saw an accident happen in Utah one time. The exact same thing killed a whole family of five. It pulled over and didn't pull over far enough and got hit by a semi. So it's really dangerous to pull over the side of the road when no one can see what's in front of them. And not only that, but when you're, I see people changing tires on the side of the freeway. I saw a guy in Wyoming was helping a guy change tires and somebody rear-ended the car and took both his legs off while he was standing there. So it's dangerous on the side of the freeway. If you're going to have problems or you got a storm, get off the freeway a long ways. I've seen a lot of problems. And I also wanted to comment on your food stamps. In the late 80s, I went down to Las Vegas, Nevada, after the oil field kind of died off up north, and I spent 6 years down there. And it used to drive me crazy. I'd see these mainly Mexican families, illegals, would come in with two or three baskets of groceries and pay for them all with food stamps, and then hand the cashier a $20 or $50 bill to get quarters and go play the slots. So that was 20 years ago. I think that you can't cut 3% out of the food stamp program. There's so much abuse and waste, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, one of the proposals in this, Mike, is saying if you're a violent criminal, you can't get a... In other words, the 3% reduction would come in the form of reforms to say, you know, hey, let's means test this. Should this person get that? There's no means test right now. You might have zero income, but might have $1 million in the bank. Well, you can get food stamps. I mean, that's this kind of stuff.
That's crazy. My own personal opinion, I don't think we should even have food stamp programs. You pay people not to work, don't be surprised if they don't work.
Well, at very least, it should be a hand up, not a hand out. And I don't see a problem with some of the work proposals that were put forth. I don't see what the problem is. Is, you know, don't tie it into a long-term solution. It's not a long-term solution. It's supposed to be a short-term fix for somebody in need and a family in need. Great. Yeah, we're a generous country. No problem. But short-term, not getting on the program and being there for your entire life.
I agree with that, but I know I've seen families that have been on food stamps for generations.
Exactly.
That needs to change.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Ed in Bismarck. Ed, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. You know, about people pulling off the side of the road in a snowstorm, there was a guy about 4 years ago pulled off to the side of the road just on this side of New Salem. Semi came along, both axles of the trailer went across the top of his car. The whole left side of his car was crushed. How he lived through it, I don't know. I know the person personally, and he's suffered ever since. They never did catch the semi. It just doesn't make any sense to pull off side of the road. And with food stamps, I know some people who've been on food stamps now going on 40, 50 years. That's ridiculous.
You know, and by the way, that was one of the things that Democrats are saying, see, Republicans, why did you put forward this amendment? Eric Cantor evidently had a piece of legislation that said, after a certain time, sort of like the welfare rolls, you have to work. If you want food stamps, you have to work or be at least looking for work. And that was too controversial, cost Democratic votes. So, you know, it's nuts in Washington.
No, that, the drug testing, I don't have any problem with any of that.
Thanks, Ed. It's supposed
to be a short-term solution. Ed, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Sue in Minot. Sue, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I got these food stamp opinions. One, I personally know a family where the man or woman may or may not have been on food stamps. If they did, they kept it more private. Adult children, the youngster became pregnant, had a child, went on to the WIC program, the food stamp program and everything. That child is an adult now with children. Again, using my tax dollars to get all of this stuff. That's possibly third generation in one family.
There's a difference between food stamps and WIC, though, so make that differentiation, because WIC is a good program.
Sue, thanks for the call. I know, by the way, she's calling from Minot. A lot of folks attending that event commemorating the recovery from the flood 2 years ago tomorrow. Anyway, the event's happening tomorrow, but think of our summer 2 years ago. Wow. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott to get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.